coming at you from the Panama Canal.
Is that where we're at?
Yeah, that's where we're at, everyone. Welcome to the Panama Canal. This is Pop Culture Propaganda Podcast. I'm your host, Greg.
And I am Brad. And we're back. Yeah. I forgot to say that.
We're back from the past. From
like the longest break ever.
It's a bit of a hiatus, but I think, you know what, no, we can call this a season break. This is season two, everyone. Welcome to season two of
podcast. Are we really doing that?
Yeah, we're doing that. We're at season two, okay. Episode one.
Okay.
I am now, we have now beaten the Frieza. We're back on Earth from Namek.
Oh dear.
Whoa.
Sid.
Was that Sid?
That was Sid.
Are you sure it's not an alien?
Yes. I'm positive. Ow, that's my foot.
Goodness.
It's my cat, everybody.
So
my
cat. Welcome to the new format where instead of talking about shit that's actually happening, we're going to talk about shit we did.
Or shit we're hyped for.
Yeah, because fuck you.
Exactly. We're going to be real.
It's about
really real.
5 minutes up until we started recording, I was playing the demo for Yakuza of the North Star.
For a second, when I saw you post that the other day, I thought you were actually talking about a game called Yakuza of the First Star. And I was like, really? They're doing a crossover? And then you posted the image. I'm like, oh no, I see what he did there.
Yeah. It's just the developers of the Yakuza game got the license to Fist of the North Star, and they were like, hey, can we make a game out of this? And literally everyone was like, yeah, go ahead.
Do it. Just do it.
Just do it. See what happens. And it's hokey. It's cheesy. But I punch people and their face explodes. So it's 99% of what I want.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. It's great. The demo sucks. There's nothing going on in the demo, but
that's upsetting.
Well, I mean, the only reason the demo sucks is because I started up, going through,
yeah,
and then I'm done.
Oh,
yep. Like it was a little short. It's a little short.
You don't have like a time.
No, so they basically were like, hey, we have to go fix this car so we can go do things. And I was like, oh, yeah, let's fix the car. And so we go to the car shop where mm-hmm. they sell car parts. And they're like, yeah, it'll be $11,000. I'm like, I don't know, fucking $11,000. All right, let's go do a small-time job until we get the money because this is Yakuza. Yakuza.
Or just Final Fantasy 15.
No, it's Yakuza. So I was like, well, oh, yeah, well.
That literally sounds like the demo for Final Fantasy 15.
A little bit.
A lot of it.
And then we went to go talk to a guy, and he's like, yeah, there's some thugs. We're having trouble with them. Why don't you go beat them up? And I was like, fuck yeah. Let's go beat up some thugs.
So does the demo end there? Do you get to beat the thugs?
No, you beat the thugs up. And their head explodes. And then the guy's like, cool, here's $50,000. And you're like, oh. All right, I guess one job. One job is enough, let's go. And we go back to the guy, and he's like, here's the car parts. And then we go to the car, and the guy's like, you can have the car as long as you fix it. And you're like, well, good thing that we have the car parts to fix it. And they're like, yep. And then we fix the car.
Yep, it's a good thing.
And then the demo ended.
Hmm.
And I mean, okay, so it didn't end there, but they're like, yeah, that's all the content we planned. You can keep walking around the city if you want. There's nothing to do, but you can keep walking around the city if you want.
Mm-hmm.
I beat up a bunch of thugs for like 20 minutes.
There you go.
There's supposed to be like some dune buggy thing, but I really don't like racing, so I'm not going to do that.
I'm not about that.
I'm going to buy this game.
Are you?
Yeah.
Very nice. I'm very happy for you.
I'm very happy for me, too.
No, I definitely want to check it out. Because Fist of the North Star or something like that?
Yeah, Fist of the North Star.
Yeah, I've seen clips of said anime, and it looks really, really good.
Yeah, this, it's the Fist of the North Star. Oishiru Windru or whatever.
That's the one.
Stay quiet for a second, Brad. Yeah, it's that thing.
I don't...
That's fine. You'll hear it later when you're editing.
Okay. That's the one.
Yeah, that's the one. Next time I'll set it up so you can hear it, Brad.
That's fine.
Yeah. No, it's that anime with the punching and the...
With the punching and the flailing and the wow.
And the super hyper extra masculine dudes.
Very nice. I love super hyper masculine dudes.
I mean, it was the '80s. It was a different time.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, cool. Fucking Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jean-Claude Van Damme. Those Americans are cool and muscular. And what makes them cool is the musculars. So let's make all of our manga about muscly men who do muscly things.
Because we're men. We're manly men.
And that was the case for most of the 70s and 80s. And then...
I feel that.
Yeah, and then Akira Toriyama was like, hey, what if there was a 7-year-old that beat people up? And everyone's like, yeah, yeah, that's the norm now. Boys and girls punching people in the face. That's the new thing. And then the 90s happened.
Cool. So, I mean, the gameplay is like a Yakuza game.
Yep, it's a Yakuza game.
So what can fans expect, Greg?
Fans can expect if you've played a Yakuza game.
Which I've never touched a Yakuza game.
So, to make the sentence short and then long, if you've played a Yakuza game, it's a Yakuza game where you punch people to death. But for those of you who haven't played a Yakuza game, essentially they're open world games, but instead of having like a giant New York City size map, it's more like a Brooklyn size map.
Okay.
So like there's plenty of stuff to do. So what they do is instead of having a giant map where like you have to go all the way across town. Across mm-hmm. town is like two streets over. But every single inch of it is super densely packed with a bunch of stuff to do, whether it's side quests, mini games, or the story, or just punching dudes in the face.
Right.
And it's a series that knows when to go serious and knows when to go silly. And it doesn't mind going in either direction without feeling too much whiplash either.
Right.
Because I know that can happen sometimes when you're like, okay, it's time to be serious, but like everyone's got weird fucking hats on.
Why y'all got such weird hats?
I know that in the Yakuza of the North Star game, you can bartend using your like weird kung fu powers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some. But yeah, so that's basically the game is you run around talking to people and they're like, hey, I need help with a thing. And you're like, what do you need help with? They're like, I need you to punch a guy in the face. And you're like, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
And then later on, they're like, hey, I need your help. Kenshiro, and you're like, what do you need? They're like, I need you to help me with my math homework. And you're like, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, actually, it's more like, yeah. Kenshiro's a man of very, very few words.
Sure. Snake!
No, not that game.
Snake!
No, stop okay. it. But the, yeah, you can expect a lot of mini games, a lot of punching things, some silly things happening, some serious things happening. It's very anime. But like 80s anime.
I like anime. I like very anime.
Yeah, yeah. I think I need to at some point stream Yakuza Kimwai.
You should, because I was interested in watching that game too.
Kiwami. I've been calling it Kimwai.
Kiwami.
But it's Kiwami. Apparently I'm an idiot.
You're not an idiot.
Greg. Anyways, I bought the Steelbook edition for the first one.
Very nice.
$15, so I'm actually very excited about that. This game is very serious. Very serious indeed.
Does it really?
A little bit.
Kind of, sort of, maybe.
What are you into right now, Brad?
Dude, I am balls deep. Not neck deep, but balls deep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In a little JRPG I like to call Octopath Traveler. It's, how did I put it to a friend? It scratches that JRPG itch that I've really, like, longed for in a new RPG. Because I firmly believe turn-based RPGs are dying, like, quickly. Quicker than people are expecting them to. I have literally brought my Switch to work every single day of the week since the game came out to play it on my lunch break. It's that good.
Mm.
Like, so it's a Square. Yeah, it's a Square Enix game done up in the Unreal 4 engine, which, I mean, it's all done in like 16-bit graphics. It's a side-scroller RPG, and the whole point of the game is you're just, well, every character has their own story in the game. So it's a game based on 8 travelers that find it beneficial to travel together to complete their own stories. So in one playthrough, you effectively can play through all 8 campaigns. Each campaign has like 3 to 4 chapters. I'm pretty sure it's 4 chapters. But it's a classic turn-based system. It's very strategic. Every enemy has a defense rating and then a weakness, like they're weak to a specific weapon type or element. So to make battles better, you need to discover what they're weak to. Boss battles are extremely difficult. And it's just, it's just refreshing to not be like, oh, it's a JRPG that's action orientated where you run around the battlefield map bashing the A button. You know what I mean? But it's really, really fun. Each character has their own story. Like I mentioned, they are mostly interesting except for one character, which I don't really like. I'm playing through her story currently.
Maybe it gets better.
From what I've read on the internet, she's just boring. It's the Huntress, and I hear she's just super boring.
Ah.
From what I can tell from listening to her dialogue, she's annoying to listen to because all of her dialogue was written in like old English, whereas everybody else is kind of like a mix. And it's just sounds so weird and so forced. But I mean, all in all, she's fine. I only have to go through 4 chapters with her. It's all right. But yeah, I mean, it's literally, I know I said it's turn-based, but then each character has a specific, they're called path actions. So you interact with NPCs in the game and like to get through certain side mission or side stories or to like find better equipment. Each character can do a specific thing. Like the warrior can challenge townsfolk to duels where the thief can pickpocket people for their value. There's a merchant who can sell with literally any NPC in the game or buy. And it's kind of neat, like each character has I call it an easy mode path action and a actual path action. Like the warrior can challenge, but you can lose a duel and there are no repercussions. Where the Huntress provokes somebody into a fight, but if you lose the Huntress, you lose reputation in that village. Yeah, same with the thief. Like the thief, he can fail his pickpockets, get caught, lose rep, where the merchant can just buy the same items you would pickpocket off of that NPC. The dancer can allure NPCs to follow them and fail her allure, where the cleric just guides them. Oh, I have to guide you somewhere. Oh, okay. I'm not sure what the scholar does because I don't have the scholar yet. I'm assuming the scholar has inquire, which is what the apothecary has. But yeah, it's just, the game just feels so in depth. I'm about 10 hours in and I'm still missing 2 of the characters. And that's just everybody's chapter 1 quest. And then everybody has a chapter 2 quest and a 3 quest. There's no real protagonist of the game. You pick what character you want to start as, and that's your main protagonist throughout the game. So, you know, Greg, you might want to pick, I don't know, we'll say like the thief or the merchant, where it's like, I picked the warrior because I was like, I'll just tool around with this guy. And, we'd start in totally different lands. We'd have a totally different main mission. It's very, very in-depth, and it fits perfectly on the Switch. Like, I was thinking when I first heard about this game, I was like, it could be a cool PS4 PC game, but like playing it on the Switch, it just feels perfect. And it's the perfect little pick-me-up game to be like I said, I played on my lunch breaks, and it's like, oh, I'm gonna play for a half hour and get through part of somebody's main, like, chapter 1 story, or grind to get them to level for chapter 2 or whatever, or pick up a few side stories and see if I can do those. So yeah, I told a bunch of my employees at work who I know own Switches that if they own a Switch and they are into JRPGs, they really owe it to themselves to pick this game up. Like, it's great. And I'm sure I'm going to run into some parts that I don't like, kind of like the Huntress. I'm not saying it's perfect in any respect, but it's definitely probably one of the best games that the Switch has going for it right now. And then coincidentally, if you have a Switch and you want to try the game, there is a 3-hour prologue demo on the eStore right now. And if you play that demo, you get to transfer your 3-hour progress into the game when you buy it.
That's really actually cool. pretty nuts.
I didn't get to do it because I didn't know about the demo until after I bought the game. But it just, I found out about it and I told all my friends, I'm like, try it. If you don't like it, try it.
Why I was so excited that Fist of the North Star had a demo, because like nothing has a fucking demo anymore.
No.
And like an RPG like that needs a demo.
Yeah, because I didn't buy it when the game came out because I wasn't sure if I was gonna like really like it or have the time for it. And then I watched a bunch of like YouTube coverage on it, and I checked out some reviews, and I was like, nah, I gotta buy this game. And I was gonna stream it, but it doesn't look promising for that avenue, according to my straw poll. We'll see. One day I'll get to it.
Well, you could always just do what I do and straw poll, and then just go, yeah, fuck, I'm gonna play Katamari.
Now this straw poll's getting intense. I have 12 voters.
Oh wow, 12 voters.
Hey man, it's better than like my one voter that I was getting. But for those of you who don't know, Greg and I stream on Twitch on two separate channels because we hate each other secretly. No, it's not true. I love you, Greg.
Oh, so yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds like I'm going to be downloading that demo when I get the chance, because I really want to try that North Star game.
Yeah, I'm going to wait until Spooktober is over.
Is over and done with?
Just because like I plan for October to be all spooky, scary games.
Mm.
And I started with a game that isn't that scary, and I'm going to play a game that isn't that scary.
Well, yeah, Parasite Eve, I mean, it's not scary now, but it was meant to be like a horror game.
Oh, no. So its intent is to be scary. Absolutely. When it first came out, there was a lot of body horror in it. More so than most horror games, actually. I'm sure there's some that do it better, but this is exclusively body horror. Like that's the only type of horror it has going for it, and that stuff's pretty freaky. Like that can get the mind thinking of weird stuff. But when you're actually like moment to moment in the game, it's not as scary. But I love it. I love it so much.
I love it.
It's one of my favorite games. It's probably top. It's definitely top 10. It might be top 5.
Nice.
The gameplay's great. The horror, even though it's not scary, it's still good. The music is so fucking good, though.
I do remember the music. I've never finished the game.
Oh, it's good.
But it definitely, I do remember, from what I did play, like, the music was quite enjoyable.
No, yeah, Parasite Eve's great. I love it. And I can't wait to play more of it, but I'm actually really looking forward to the game I'm playing after Parasite Eve. Eternal Darkness. Sanity's Ooh. Requiem?
Yes.
Yeah. I've been told it's also not that scary, that it's, like, baby's first Silent Hill.
Yeah, but it's a good game.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I want to stream more GameCube games, but I realized that I pretty much have this, Pikmin 2, Animal Crossing, and Paper Mario 2. So,
nice.
Yeah, but it's not a lot, though. I also have Mario Strikers, but no one wants to watch that being streamed.
Truth.
I love that game, but no one really cares about it.
Also truth.
But fucking... I have a board game that's coming out to me. Soon.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. So I kickstarted two of these remakes? I don't even know what to call them. Reprints, I guess is the best way to do it, of these two board games. One of which I'm not going to talk about because I don't know where it is right now. But the other one, I literally just got the thing that is shipping. And so I'm going to talk about it because maybe next week I'll be like, I got it! It's called Endeavor.
Ooh. And like the number two hero?
Yes. It's spelled the same way. But it's about colonial shipping in the colonial times. It's interesting. I played it. So I played the original a bunch. My friend has a copy. And I know the game pretty well in and out. It's not a terribly difficult game, but part of the reason I got it is because we have a group of people who are at like the right level for it. And I thought, well, it looks great, and I do want this game to sort of help people transition into some harder stuff. And if I wanted to buy my own copy of it, it's like $250. So $45 Kickstarter, okay. And it's been a year, and it's showing up in my doorstep in a week.
It's awesome, though.
Yeah, I think everyone will like this game. Not everyone. I should say that again.
I like this game.
I think you will like this game.
That train is passing my house. I can hear it. You might be able to hear it through my audio.
I can hear it now, yeah.
That's so loud. That's unnecessarily loud.
Right?
Super unnecessarily loud. It's still going. How long is this train?
It's still actually going by my apartment.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. It's just, it got really quiet. So
it's probably one of those mile longs.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a freight train.
Oh, yeah, it's quieting down.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What's coming? Oh, hey, do you see a trailer for the new Halloween movie?
I've seen teaser trailers. I haven't seen any new trailer, no.
I think I saw a trailer pretty recently. It might be the last trailer. Jamie Lee Curtis is really prominent, like, in the film.
Good. I would hope so.
Well, I mean, not necessarily. They could have done something weak.
Like they did with Revelations.
Mm, but
killed her off.
Jesus. Yeah, she's in, Judy Greer's in it. As her daughter, I think? Karen Strode.
Yeah, I think so.
Will Patton's in it? Huh. One
day in America. Oh, hey. My volume's on. I loaded up the trailer to see if I could squeeze it in silently, and my phone was like, oh no, we're like no, we're watching it now. Yeah, because this is supposed to be like a branch off sequel of One, correct?
Is it?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, this is, so they're pretty much rewriting it, and I've heard that this is going to be the only, like,
canon.
The only one.
Well,
just the only canon, but, like, this is the beginning, like, this is the end, as if, like, Halloween 1 happened, and then this is the direct Halloween 2. Like, they caught him at the end of Halloween 1 instead of him getting away, and he's been in prison, and then he breaks out. Lori's older, and she's like, I gotta kill this guy. That's what I've heard, and that was the last time I really heard anything. I want to go see it, even though Michael Myers' mask just reminds me of Mariah Carey.
No.
Have you seen that meme?
Don't say it.
Have you seen that meme?
Don't repeat it. Oh, speaking of memes, do you want to talk about Bowsette for a second?
Oh my god. And Ripley-ette and Bouette and...
Oh, I just want to talk about Bowsette for like 5 seconds. I, for one, accept our new goth mommy.
I do too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And...
Did you hear that they're planning on... not planning, but I heard rumor that people want to add her to Smash?
No.
Yeah, I heard that there was a petition going around to get her added to Smash.
I'm not okay with that.
And then there's a counter petition going on saying if you add Bowsette to Smash and not Waluigi, we'll riot.
You know what? I regret bringing up Bowsette now.
Why? Because you didn't know that 5 seconds ago and now you just, you know.
I just hate.
Oh, it's okay. Me too.
So...
No, I mean, kudos to the artist. I mean, it's crazy to think, like, one day you're just doodling a meme you think is funny to them, like, blowing it up and having conventions for it in Tokyo, like, overnight almost.
It's so...
Isn't it? Oh, what a day and age we live in, Greg.
We went from, like, no Bowsette to oversaturation of Bowsette.
In... So all the Bowsette.
There is...
As soon as I saw cosplays of it, I knew it was over.
Yeah, there's a subreddit for Bowsette.
No, it's official now.
Yeah, I actually have been... I check it quite often, because I'm into it.
I mean, obviously, Kristen is that shockingly upset about Bowsette.
Yeah, Kristen is really upset about Bowsette. That was really fucking loud. What makes it worse is I have feeded my own audio, monitor it, so I heard that twice. Yeah, Bowsette's great. The internet sucks.
Yeah.
So... What else is there to talk about, Brad?
I don't know, because now you have me searching for that Bowsette subreddit, so...
Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah.
Careful, don't look at it when you're at work. Actually, you might be able to get away with it.
Probably not.
Mm. It's porn. It's mostly porn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
That's a thing. I mean, I'm not really too hyped on anything else right now. I mean, Spider-Man was awesome. I can't commend that game more for doing and being exactly what I wanted it to be. And if you own a PS4, you should definitely rent it or buy it eventually and play it. It's phenomenal. Insomniac really did a phenomenal job with that game and that universe and Spider-Man as a character. They changed some stuff to make it, I guess, more appealing for their game. Certain characters come about in different ways, but similar enough from the comic counterpart to make it, like, appeasing, at least to this comic book nerd. but I think it's been a long time since I've played a superhero game that made me feel like the superhero in question. I think Arkham City was the one to really do that. But this is definitely by far the best Spider-Man game since Spider-Man 2 on the GameCube.
You mean on the PS2?
It was also on the GameCube.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how I played it, at least. But yeah, no, they did a ridiculously good job on New York. The Easter eggs there were great. There's a ton of them. There's just a ton of stuff to do. And, you know, not trying to brag or nothing, I got the Platinum Trophy a week after it came out. It was an enjoyable and easily attainable Platinum. I don't think there's any trophy in that list that was just like, I don't really want to do this. Like, even the trials were like, just shoot for silver. That's it. No gold. Just get silver.
Oh, wow. Like, hey, just pass.
Yeah, pretty much. It was like, just pass in one of each different challenge type. Not all of them, but one of each different type. And that's it. That's all you have to do. It was a really fun platinum. A lot of my friends who aren't trophy hunters actually went for the platinum for this game because it was so, it just seemed so natural to want to do everything that this game offered. So, super fun game. You should definitely try it. DLC comes out in like a week or two.
Your DLC? Or,
yeah.
I want to talk about the 19-year-old game I just beat. How about that?
Which one?
Chrono Cross.
The Crosses of Chrono.
Yeah, I think that's going to be, like, the theme for... Hi, let me talk about this 20-year-old game, please.
That's fine.
Brad's like, yeah, this game came out last month, and it's pretty good. I'm like, yeah, this game came out 2 decades ago.
And it's still really good. And
it's pretty relevant, I think, today. Yeah, beating Chrono Cross made me realize that I had never beaten Chrono Cross before.
Don't you love that?
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I don't know what this shit is. This shit is new. Spoilers for a 19-year-old game, but it ends with you finding out that the heroes of Chrono Trigger, by going back in time and changing time so that everyone would be saved, they actually created a new timeline and killed off the old timeline.
Oh, wow.
And someone from that old timeline came to your timeline and started fucking with time to try and get revenge on humans as a whole.
Well, then.
Things got all fucky with shit, and yeah. It has this really interesting moral dilemma of like, well, yeah, we saved this world, but we doomed another. Is it worth it? And I thought that was neat, but it felt a little frustrating that all that philosophical discussion comes back-ended in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, it's nowhere in the game, and then, boom, there it is. So, I don't know. I still love it. It was never a top 10 game, though. And it still isn't.
True.
It's pretty good, though.
Nice. it's been a while. I mean, I remember renting that game from my local movie store. I think that's the last time I really ever played it. It's been far too long. I might give it a try.
Yeah. I recommend it if you have the time and the inclination. Because some of the combat's a little frustrating because there's a lot of animations that don't need to be. And they just take up so much time, and there's a lot of time where you're just like, yeah, just smash X. At one point, the game glitches out and lets you get one rare, unique item. Unlimited times, but I only did it 9 times. Because you can only equip 9 of them.
Okay.
And it made the game really easy. But
I just made the game super, super duper easy.
I mean, it really wasn't even that hard to duplicate. You walk into the room, you get the item, and then you're put outside of, no, you stay inside the room after you get the item. So you leave the room, you go back in the room, cutscene triggers again. That's literally it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's dumb, but we are wrapping on that time.
We are.
I think I'm all spent. Do you have anything else to add today?
No, I talked about Octo. I talked about Spidey. Next week I'll probably be talking about my pure excitement for the Fallout 76 beta that will be released on PC and PS4 on the 30th. I think the Xbox gets it on the 13th, if I'm not mistaken. Which is, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what that game has to offer. Very, very excited about Fallout 76. I know my monotoneness doesn't make it sound like I'm excited, but I've been waiting for this game since E3, and I will be playing it on both platforms, mainly because I was lucky enough to have a lovely audience member from my Twitch community donate the money for me to buy it on PC, and I I pre-ordered the fuck's it called? The Pip-Boy Edition for PS4, so I might do an unboxing of that, or at least a this is what it looks like and this is how the Pip-Boy gets put together, because it's a model kit, which I'm pretty stoked about. It's not like a functional Pip-Boy, but it's like a scale model that is wearable, so I thought it was pretty neat. Still upset I didn't get no helmet.
Well, you know, there's always eBay.
Yeah, no, I mean, I tried. The pre-order was already sold out. I did all I could.
All right, I think that's it for us today. Catch all y'all buttholes later. You know where to find us on the internet. We're both on Twitch, Pop Culture Propaganda, and Gingasaurus Rex.
It's not Gingasaurus, it's Gingasaurus.
It's Gingasaurus, even though he spelled it wrong, it's Gingasaurus.
I spelled it that way intentionally.
Uh-huh.
You know what I dislike more than, like, subpar cosplays?
What?
Shitty Bowsette cosplays.
All right. So, that's it for us tonight, because Brad is about to go down a rabbit hole.
No, I'm not. I opened my Instagram, and a friend of mine who will remain nameless, she was trying to pull off a Bowsette cosplay, and it's just, it's not working for her.
All right. Well,
so, but yeah, thank you all for listening. We hope that this makes it to iTunes.
Whatever. We're not going to talk about that right now.
Well, I don't want to talk about it. No, I'm just kidding.
We'll figure it out later. Fine. It's boring. It's boring, and we don't know anything. So,
truth.
We don't have any answers to that. So, yeah, catch us on Twitter, catch us on Twitch, catch us on Facebook, and your mom's a bitch.
Oh, and don't forget, if you're interested, catch us on our Discord. All come to our Discord.
Come to the Discord.
Links will be in the description below.
There will be cake.
Yes, and goulash.
And goulash. The good boys and girls. My mouth is too dry to be able to do any acting. Good night, everyone!